Before we run my interview with Lee Ritenour, I would just like to apologize to Lee for anything I may have done to make him feel uncomfortable, either before, during, or after our interview. I always try to make my guests feel as comfortable as possible when recording these interviews. And again, I'm very sorry, and I hope there are no hard feelings here. I wish Lee continued success in his career and with his new album, Smoke and Mirrors. So now, here's the interview. This is the Mike Shamari Show. My guest today was with us at about this time last year, September 7th, to be exact. Well, 371 days later, he's back, and I hope I counted that right. Anyway, his latest album is Smoke and Mirrors. Please welcome back to the Mike Shamari Show, the guitarist otherwise known as Captain Fingers, Lee Ritenour.
Hey, Mike. Nice to talk to you again.
Yes, good to talk to you again as well. Well, what have you been up to since we last spoke over a year ago?
It's been a busy year. Fortunately, in my long career, I can I'm happy to say I'm still having a full, rich musical life. The main big project that happened this year was the new album, Smoke and Mirrors. It was about a 7th or 8th month endeavor from beginning to end, and it's quite a project with quite a few guests on it, and touches quite a few places in the world.
Yes, well, let's get into further detail about it right now. There's so many great songs on there and so many musicians as well.
Yeah, it's a brand new studio album called Smoke and Mirrors. Counting the collaborations and the best ofs and everything, I think I'm topping 40 albums now. But
whoa.
This one had very much a magical kind of touch to it. I could tell when I was composing for it, arranging, orchestrating, and actually recording it, that it was one of those projects that was really inspired. And since I'm using the word magical, that's kind of where the title comes from,
mm-hmm.
With Smoke and Mirrors. And
right.
I really went for a world music flavor, of course, peppered with that phrase gingerly, because it is still really centered around my guitars and my jazz guitar style, but
mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, I traveled a lot last year. After we spoke last year, I was still in the midst of travels, I think.
Mm.
And I did Japan and Asia. I went to South Africa.
Mm.
I did about 30 dates in Europe and around the States as well. So the African trip to Johannesburg and Cape Town really inspired a lot of influence on this record. So the album borrows heavily from sort of some South African and West African
mm-hmm.
percussion and influence, and then my usual connection with Brazil. So there's a beautiful couple of Brazilian tunes on
mm-hmm.
the record as well.
Yes, I'm looking at the tracks right now. It leads off with the title track, Smoke and Mirrors. Then the Dave Grusin song, Southwest Passage.
Yeah, that's a tune that Dave had recorded years ago, and it's one of his terrific tunes, and it
mm-hmm.
has a bit of a Brazilian feel anyway in the composition, so we sort of egged it on, if you will, and put what's called a Brazilian Bayon beat on it, and it's a wonderful band on that track with Dave on piano, John Petitucci on bass, and
mm-hmm.
Alex Acuna, Paulinho da Costa, and Vinny Caliuta.
Mm.
So that's one of the nice Brazilian tracks. The track shortly after that is called Blue Days,
mm-hmm.
that features Antonio Carlos Jobim's grandson, Daniel Jobim,
mm.
and another great female Brazilian singer, Joyce, along with my acoustic guitar and Dave Grusin again.
And then, as we continue to run down the track list, there's Spellbinder.
Yeah, this is a very hypnotic track that is an old tune of a jazz guitarist that really made quite a impression in the 70s as a jazz guitarist. He died a number of years ago. His name was Gabor Szabó.
Mm-hmm.
He was from Hungary. And he would write these tunes that were really, and his performances back then were really kind of cutting edge, what would be, in some ways, the guitar sound that's used so commonly today in smooth jazz type guitar playing with the acoustic electric kind of sound.
Mm-hmm.
And but he wrote these very hypnotic, interesting tunes and I had a strong influence from him, and he was a very melodic guitarist. So So this tune, Spellbinder, actually used an Indian tabla player along with Brian Bromberg on acoustic bass, and the textures are quite nice.
The next track, as we're going in order here, is Mimesa. Mimesa, however you say it, I don't know.
Mimesa, yeah.
Thank
it's,
you.
That's an African track that features this new singer named Zamajobi. So we got a mouthful with both the words there, but... This is an interesting story. When I was in South Africa last year, I was getting ready to perform in Cape Town. And one night on the TV, I couldn't sleep, and I turned on the TV late at night, and this young lady who was 21 at the time, and she was the New Artist of the Year down there, and she had a huge hit record down in South Africa, and they played several of her videos, and I was listening to this and watching the TV, and I said, wow, she's really nice. And when she sings in English, she sounds like an American R&B singer or like a modern Sade or something, but then she sings in these different African dialects, and then she's got this rhythmic aspect to her songs and her singing that is definitely coming from, you know, a groove that is not from L.A., let's put it that way. And so I was very interested in her, and when I got back to L.A. and started working on the record, I looked her up. I had never met her, and we got in touch with her record company, which was Sony BMG, and they were all very excited to work with me. And so this track, Mimesa, was a track that she had done on her record, and I expanded it, put my guitars on it, and my 12-year-old son ended up playing some drums on it, and that was his debut as well. And it's a cool little short track that features basically her singing in an African dialect. Mm-hmm. Later on in the album, she sings two very classic American songs, the great Bill Withers tune, Lovely Day, and then the old hit from my buddy Patrice Rushen, Forget Me Nots.
Oh, I was wondering if that was Patrice or if it was, what was her name again?
Zamajobi.
Zamajobi.
Yeah, it really pronounces pretty much like it looks.
Okay, yeah, so it was Zamajobi and not Patrice. She just... Was Patrice on piano on that track?
Yeah, actually, Patrice is all over it as well. She's playing Fender Rhodes on the electric piano. She's playing an organ little solo. And then she's singing backgrounds on all the choruses. And then we decided to, you know, just to twist it a little bit, we put Zamajobi on the leads to give it, you know, to make it fit into the album and give it a little Afro-funk feel.
Okay. Now I get it. Are there any other tracks that stand out in your mind on this album?
Well, the first track, "Smoke and Mirrors," is the current single, and it's a really nice track that has a very melodic elements. A lot of the orchestrating I did on the album involves a lot of acoustic and electric guitars. So there's actually 12 guitars I used on the album all told, and it's a blend of using sometimes the acoustic guitars, even some different kind of acoustics like baritone guitars and what we call high string guitars that that have a range ranging from very low to very high, and those guitars end up being the backing for the other melodic instruments, and so the album is very rhythmical, and I'm very happy with it. I think it'll find a place for my fans.
We're talking with Lee Rittenour here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. One more question, Lee. Will you be touring New York City or Long Island anytime soon?
Well, you know, I did it a little bit backwards. I was in New York during the middle of the summer around July 4th. I played the Blue Note for a week, and we did six nights, two shows a night, and sold out almost all the nights. And it was great to see the New York fans. A lot of fans came up from in and around, but... who knows? Maybe in the fall I'll be back. Check out LeeRittenour.com. I also have Lee Rittenour MySpace, and there's easy ways to catch up on getting more information about my tour and the record. I'll be down in Florida for those folks planning to take a November trip for a vacation. Oh, there's three shows down that way, and who knows? Because it's the East Coast, there's always a chance to get back in the fall.
All right. Well, Lee, it was a pleasure to talk to you once again, and best of luck with Smoke and Mirrors and everything else going for you in the near future.
All right. Thanks,
and in
Mike.
The years ahead. Oh, thank you, Lee.
Nice.
This has been Lee Rittenour here on the Mike Shamari Show, and up next, a cut from Smoke and Mirrors, which as I record this, I don't know what it is, but you'll find out in 30 seconds.